Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're with Bruce Gradkowski, his weekly hour with us. Extremely informative. He played with all these guys. Knows the quarterback trade inside and out. NFL quarterback for a decade.
Filippone.
So, yo.
Let me ask you something. Do you listen to me tomorrow on NFL Serious Radio?
Why would I?
Before your
show?
I'm
on the air. Oh, you mean like as a way to prep?
I'm 11 to 3, baby. You could catch me before your show starts.
What are you going to talk about?
You and Chris?
Yeah. I'll tell you what.
You're going to talk about how Ben Roethlisberger's been real shoddy for most of this year?
Wow.
No, we always talk about the Thursday night game. So tomorrow we'll recap or kind of talk about the Giants, Eagles.
I'll tell you what. If you could find a way to bring us into some conversation on that show, if you posted that audio, I would do something nice for you. If you could just somehow bring Chris and I in to a conversation and make it as awkward as possible, I would love that.
It clearly not fit with what the show is doing.
Yeah.
And then just bring these two random names in. No, but
so when Bruce Murray asked me tomorrow, so talk about Eli Manning. What have you seen on film? And I say, look,
I was talking to Filippone.
Seven to fan.
Yeah.
Chris Muller was a basketball player in high school, but he was not any good at all. And Filippone
was a
wise ass.
We're
talking about making a Filippone pasta, Filippone rigatoni.
Yeah.
What was your question again, Bruce?
Yeah. Just trail off. No, I'm serious about Ben though. Honestly. I thought he was good second half against Atlanta, but if I'm taking him in the whole season view here, Bruce, my eyes have shown me or painted a picture of a man who's been very inaccurate, and I don't think the arm strength still looks there, and all he said about it is his mechanics were a little bad in the first half and that against Atlanta. Because
of it,
he's dropping his arm. So how much of a big deal is mechanical stuff, week to week. Did you ever have to fight your own mechanics?
Well, I'll tell you when I did have to fight that is when I started having my shoulder issues at the end of my career. And to me, I kind of have some concerns. Now, I don't ask Ben about his elbow, and I don't get into that personally with him, and I hope it's okay. But sometimes I do have concerns watching him out there, because sometimes just with the shoulder injury I had, sometimes it's those short, quick snap-type throws that would hurt my shoulder. It would pinch every time I would try to do that. So with Ben, I'm not sure his pain in that elbow, if it is, sometimes I don't see him following through, coming through the football, and that's why he's leaving some of them high and they sail on him. And I don't know if that's some pain in the elbow, because look, it's like a bee sting. Every time I would get a shoulder pain, it felt like a bee sting, like I was getting stung in the shoulder as I would throw. So every time I went to throw, I knew it was about to come. So how could you not kind of flinch and change your motion? I mean, a lot of things go into it as well as far as being off, Chris, like you said. You know, it's being in rhythm with your wide receivers, your running backs, the scheme, and being comfortable in that. And that's why I liked their game plan last week, because they took some pressure off them. Sometimes if you're, which I would never know how this felt, but to be a future Hall of Fame quarterback and a franchise quarterback, you feel the weight on your shoulders. You feel like you have to carry this team. So sometimes you press, and sometimes he ends up pressing. Now, we don't ever want Ben not to press and not to take those chances like we saw at the end of the first half. And when I watched that replay of that interception, Filippone, I saw what Ben saw. He scrambles off to his left. He sees AB separate from his defender, and he looks like he's open, and Ben's about to get hit, so he floats it to him. Well, he didn't see the safety in the back left corner of the end zone come and make the play. Now, look, Ben has made a tremendous amount of plays that way for the Steelers, and us fans have loved it through the years. So you don't want to take that aggressiveness away from him. And he knows he probably should protect the ball at the end of the first half and get some points on the board. But this past game, what I was most impressed with is they were 75% on third down. The week prior,
nine of 12.
They were They were 16% last week. And defensively, you know, Cam Hayward talked about it before, about the rush and cover working together. They put some pressure on Matt Ryan. The back end held up their jobs. You know, Hayden did a good job versus Julio Jones. You limit to Matt Ryan to 267 yards passing, and you gave up 355 to Joe Flacco. Yep. So it was just a really good step in the right direction. It was a big win versus a high-powered Atlanta offense that they shut them down. So a lot of good things to take from that game.
Let's get into more of the defensive adjustments they made after the update. But before that,
another commercial?
It's an update where we give people very important sports information. But let me ask you this question quick before that. So you're making the case that live by the sword, die by the sword. Ben makes all kinds of improvisational plays. If you're going to cheer him when he makes those plays, you're going to have to live with some of those interceptions, like the decision he made at the end of the first half. That being said, if I put you in that same exact situation, there's no way you make that throw, right?
Probably not.
You eat the ball.
Yes, because I know my butt's getting benched if I throw an interception in the red zone.
Okay. So what is it then? Is it a liberty, a freedom to make those plays?
Look, it's just the nature of the guy. He's the most competitive guy I've ever been around. So
really?
He takes the
That's interesting.
Yeah.
What makes him so competitive?
Anything you play against him. I mean, we'd be playing darts during training camp, and he finds a way to win. And I'm, like, literally trying so hard, and it just comes so natural to him. So he's just it's ingrained in him to be a winner. And so when he takes the field, and just the way when it's 3rd and 12 and his check down's wide open, that he's like, look, that's not going to get me the first down to move the chains. I need to buy some time and find someone that's going to get me this first down. Now, it's not always technically sound, but look, he's done it so often, and a lot of times it goes overlooked because we just take it for granted.
I got you.
There was even plays. You asked me, Filippone, how I thought he played in the first half. He's making plays. I mean, he's scrambling a little bit and buying time and finding receivers. It's a gain of 10 to 12 yards just like that, and we move on to the next
play. He just doesn't play the game in the textbook fashion, like by the rules, don't throw again. You know, you run left, don't throw back right, live to play another down. That's not his style.
I mean, look at these quarterbacks, the great quarterbacks. Look, Brees breaking these records, Tom Brady, what he's doing. They're surrounded by great coaches. And I'm not saying Pittsburgh doesn't have great coaches, but Ben has had different coordinators. He hasn't been with a Sean Payton his whole career. And I think year in and year out, he still puts up the numbers. He still has good completion percentage. So that also is just a compliment to the type of quarterback Ben is.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.